Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the invitation, knowing the invitation of Jesus to come. Come, all who are weary. Come, all who are thirsty. Come and drink from the living water. And as we wrap up the weekday broadcast portion of this week's prayer focus, we're going to narrow in on coming to repentance. We've talked each weekday this week about a different aspect of how we ought to come, what we ought to come to with the attitudes that we come with. But God says we need to, and He desires, that not just we, but all people would come to repentance. In fact, 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness, but rather He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." When we began this week's focus with the message on Sunday, we talked about the invitation to come began with an invitation to change, to stop what we're doing and start doing something different. And that's the very heart of repentance. It's to recognize that our actions, our thoughts, our words are not what God wants. In fact, they're the things which are sinful. They separate us from God. We've lived far too long for self. And in doing so, we've denied the sovereignty of God. And sometimes we do that in really big ways that are obvious to everyone. And it's hard for us to avoid the fact that we've sinned. But many times that rebellion against God is more subtle. And sometimes that rebellion against God is, well, it's socially acceptable, and so we're not even sure we did anything wrong. Everybody else is doing it. It's not that bad. The excuses pile up. But the sin remains. And a big part of coming to repentance is an acknowledgement that there's something in our life that we need to repent of. There's something in our life that we need to stop. There's something not in our life that we need to begin. And the great news about God's invitation is that He's waiting. In fact, the Bible says He's patient. He's long-suffering. He's willing to suffer over a period of time to give us the opportunity to, as we've already talked about this week, to come to our senses and agree with Him, with God, about our sin. When I first mapped out the sermon outline for this past Sunday where we talked about the invitation to come, I considered using the C as confess rather than change. But I chose change because I think it includes the need to confess. Because our change will not begin until we agree with God about our sin. That's really all confession is. It's not really about informing God of the sin that we've committed. He already knows. We're admitting to something that's already in evidence. And so there's a need on our part to agree with God. And when we agree with God, it sets into motion, or it has the potential to set into motion, a change in us, because we begin to see our sin in a similar way as to what God sees our sin. And when we see sin as God sees sin, we don't want anything to do with it anymore. We realize our need for cleansing. We realize our need for change. And sometimes that realization brings us to a point of despair because, well, we're shocked at just how filthy sin is. And it can make us feel a little bit hopeless. Because who would ever forgive that? God would. And he's made it clear that his desire, because that's the options, I think we forget sometimes that there are only two options. Either we perish or we repent. There's nothing in between. The Bible makes it clear, everyone, all people have sinned. And because of our sin, we are under condemnation of the law, which requires death. It requires that we perish. And that's why this instruction, this promise from Peter is so powerful. Because in it, God says he doesn't want us to perish. And so not only did he provide the means to rescue us through the blood of Jesus, he's patiently waiting for us to respond to that invitation to repent. The Bible makes it clear that our timeline and God's timeline aren't very much alike. And he's willing to put up with us for as long as it takes, so that we would come to repentance. In fact, the Bible says Jesus does not even know when that final hour will be, that the Father says, go get your people. But we do know that the Father holds off on that day and that hour out of a desire that more and more people would repent. And so we live life gazing deeply into God's Word. We live life allowing the teacher, the instructor, the law, to show us how wrong that we've been. To make it clear to us how separated from God we really are. When we continue to pursue sin, when we continue to allow sin to reside in our life. Sometimes we settle for, well, a partial repentance. We realize the danger and the destructive nature of pursuing sin. And so we no longer chase after it. We take notice of all of those big things that people do that we find abhorrent, and we say, I'm not going to even think about those things. But God's desire is that we come to full repentance, where we examine not just the big nasty things that everyone else does that we abhor, but we examine the selfishness and the pride and the greed and the lust in our own heart. Those things that we've decided if I just don't act on them, it's okay to keep them around. It's not. Our repentance says, I'm stopping the old, I'm beginning the new. I'm going in a new and better direction. And we begin to allow God's Spirit to expose. Oh, not to the public. That's not meant to embarrass us or to shame us in front of the world. But to expose to us the very things that God says, we need to work on this. And as God continues to peel back those layers of sinful thoughts that we've harbored, of sinful actions that we've tolerated, of sinful words that we let slip through our lips, and we hear the patient call of God, come, repent. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, but also the things that we need in order to know where we need to change. In order to know the repentance that's necessary yet. And Father, as we learn to repent, may we understand the perpetual nature of that need in our life. That as we clean up one area of our life with the help of your Spirit and the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, that we uncover another area that needs work. And Father, help us to never be satisfied with even the traces of sin that linger in the corners, that show up in the corners of our mind and our thoughts. Father, may we reject the holding on to sin as much as we reject the pursuing of sin. And may our repentance lead to a conclusion to the sin that so easily entangles us, to the conclusion of the sin that, well, we find desirable. And as we repent, may we completely turn towards you and find a better way. A purer way, a more noble way. And each day as we uncover even just the seeds of sin, may we repent. And may we find the welcome, the cleansing, the relief, the embrace of a Savior that says, come, repent. And Father, as we respond to that invitation to repent, may we recognize Jesus as the one that not only calls us, not only invites us, but makes it possible. And may we lift him up to everyone that we meet as the one that's patient, the one that's not wanting anyone to perish, the one that calls all people to repent. And Father, as we lift him up, May many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.